Radio News, I'm Jules.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Talking about strategy and important stuff regarding your retirement. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum. Welcome back to another hour of the show. Getting started. We had some questions on life insurance that we brought up last hour, and we'll try to address some of those this hour, specifically life insurance as it relates to your retirement plan. You can include elements of life insurance in your retirement plan. The question is it right for you? So we'll talk about that a little bit later on, address some of those questions that people had on that. And of course, the topic at hand this hour for a segment or so has to do with real estate. We're going to shift gears here. Real estate, specifically real estate inside of an IRA. I've heard it promoted before. Maybe less so since the big real estate, since it kind of took a big dive there, what, 8-9 years ago? Actually, the effects of it, Professor Plum, really didn't hit until about 2010.
Actually, I think one of the reasons we don't hear about it as much now is because the stock market has been doing as well as it has compared. And so it's not that real estate has become the greatest invention in the world again yet.
No, but have you seen, the price of real estate in certain areas has not only rebounded, it's in some places has exceeded where it was 10 years ago.
But those places are usually very expensive and very difficult to buy inside your IRA.
Well, that they were. I saw an article today. Now, this is just for primary residence real estate, but the boomers are the ones that are holding up the inventory. They're not selling. They've decided they're not going to downsize at retirement, and by golly, they're going to hang on to it. And so there's a shortage of homes available, and so that's driving up the cost of real estate, not just personal real estate, but of course by the same token, investment real estate. Anyway, real estate in the IRA. Heard a lot about that. Used to hear a lot about that. Does it belong there? I'm going to take the anti-real estate in the IRA stance, and Professor Plum will probably go along with me. But, Professor, you've got
practical issues.
You're not going to throw the entire idea out.
No, I'm not going to throw the whole thing out, because there are times when it can make some sense. Does it carte blanche? Is there anything out there that makes carte blanche sense every time? No. Does having real estate in your IRA, and we're talking about individual properties, not buying into a real estate REIT or something of that nature. We're talking about buying the house down the street to rent it out, a building, something in that respect. Now, I've had people ask, there's a place up in such and such, it'd be a great vacation house. How do I use my IRA to buy it without paying tax on it? You don't.
And so
personal property.
Yes.
Something you're going to use personally, your kids are going to use personally, that is not an investment property, is not allowed in your IRA.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that in just a second. I'm going to give the phone number, 877-PLANNER, because if you've got questions on this or anything else, doesn't matter, life insurance, as we talked about in a previous hour, or anything at all, lines are open for you, 877-752-6637. And, of course, emails, get to some more of those here in a little while. You email us through our website, wealthed.com, and talk to Professor Plum about all this stuff off the air. We've got this all nicely set up for you, and you can speak about your own personal situation, which is really what this is all about. you addressing your own personal situation with an advisor. Lucia Capital Group has it all set up to help you out. They do it every single day for thousands of clients. They can do it for you too. 800-644-1150 is the off-air number. Just give them a call. Talk to an advisor. You can do it right now. You can speak not to Plum because, well, unless you call our on-air number, but off the air, you can speak to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors and tell them what you got. They'll help you. They'll guide you along the process, which can take, a decent amount of time. 800-644-1150. Get into that. And I want to mention, too, the webinar. I talked about this yesterday. Totally different subject, but it has to do with Social Security. You and Ray Lucia Jr., got together. Actually, we all kind of got together, but you folks stood out under the spotlight and did it's one of the most concise webinars I've ever seen, and to the point webinars I've ever seen on Social Security. And you can download this and watch this on demand whenever you want. It's the 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. Of course, Social Security can be complicated, and everybody's got a different situation. But there are 9 vital steps that you need to know about. And the way you find out about it is you go to wealthed.com. It doesn't cost anything to do so. Just enter the information that's in there to log in, and they'll tell you how to do that. It's very easy to do. And you can watch this as often as you want, whenever you want. It's not going to be up there forever, I'm told. But it will be up there long enough for you folks to get in and watch it and get the most out of it. So it's the 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. You go to wealthed.com. And I'll remind you again a little bit later on this hour, just in case you forget. But go there right now, wealthed.com. You can't miss it. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number on the air, PLANNER. As I said, we're shifting gears just for a little bit because, real estate, Professor Plum, is one of those things that I think a lot of people tend to either forget about or think it's too complicated, or they tend to ignore it.
On the other side, they're totally enamored with it.
Well, you have that side of it, too, and that can really get you into trouble if you're not careful. But you can't overload on any one thing.
No.
It's a bad idea. You brought up this scenario a moment ago, and where somebody says, I love this rental property, or vacation home is what you said, but it could be anything. But I don't have the cash to do it. All the cash is sitting in my IRA. I would love to be able to access this cash in this IRA. I would actually like to be able to buy it with my IRA and potentially not have to pay any taxes on it. Is this the scenario?
That's one I heard recently. And unfortunately, because it was not going to be an investment property, because it was going to be just their personal use, you can't use your IRA to buy your own stuff. You can use your IRA to buy investments, whether the investments take the shape of CDs, stocks, bonds, or real estate. As long as it's an investment to you and not your personal use item, you can't go out and buy your car in your IRA. You're not supposed to buy your business. Your business is not supposed to be owned by your IRA. So you're not supposed to have those types of advantages. But investment, hey, I can buy investments inside my IRA.
Well, you buy companies inside your IRA. You can buy, stocks, funds.
Well, stocks are companies.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you can do that. These are all investments.
I'm not allowed to borrow money from my IRA, but I can buy a bond, which is, you're lending it to somebody else. You're lending it to a company. There are ways to use your IRA to create investments in the form of private lending, just not to yourself. That's called a distribution. And so we can buy lots of things inside of our IRAs as long as it's not our personal use asset. So investments and real estate is a very good investment for a lot of people. Real estate is allowed in an IRA and can work okay. Now, John has issues with it. There are issues with it. Unfortunately, like anything else out there, I've seen it used and I've seen it blow up in people's faces. Expensively blow up. Cool. And I've seen it used very well in those types of accounts where it's done a very good job for people. So a lot of it has to do with you, how you're buying it, and how enamored. Unfortunately, a lot of people, just real estate in general, we saw a lot of people get into a lot of trouble with it because because one of the attributes of real estate that typically doesn't go along with stocks is leverage. And a lot of people look at real estate and they've done very well with it because they've managed the leverage very well. And a lot of people in 2006, 7, and 8 saw leverage work against them very hurtfully.
But it had
in
worked.
2008, 9,
it had
10.
Worked so well for a few years. You mean it doesn't work in every single case when the and market goes down?
Then you add the IRA ownership to that, and you have a whole other level of complexity. And so, should you? Now, we know you can. Should you buy investment property inside your IRA? Well, that's up to you. But there are advantages to owning real estate. John alluded to them a little bit earlier. If I own real estate personally, investment property personally, I can, in many cases, get current tax benefits from that.
Oh, absolutely.
I can write off a lot of, I can write off
depreciation.
The depreciation, the maintenance, the ongoing expense, the insurance, the taxes, and all those expenses of owning real estate. And the income that I actually realize that is otherwise taxable, is going to be sheltered a lot, if not all the way. And I might even be able to show losses on my personal tax return if I own it personally.
Oh, and by the way, the appreciation of that real estate, if you own it personally, shows up as a capital gain.
Usually long-term capital gain, which is taxed at a preferential rate.
Yes, make sure it's long-term. Would you? Don't be flipping real. I mean,
if it works, flip it and make tons of money.
All right, but that's not no longer investment. That is gambling.
Well, that's also a job.
It's a job, right. And you got a whole different set of circumstances. All right, so when does it make sense? When does it not? We'll talk about that. And, of course, anything else that's on your mind, your show, lines open for you, 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Of course, we talk strategy with you. And some strategies that we hear about will tell you whether we like them or not. And one of those strategies involves buying real estate in your IRA. Now, as a cynic, Professor Plum, and I'm sure you've
heard I've been this. Called that before.
Yes, yes. You've heard the idea, which I happen to think is probably rather true, that many people advise others to buy real estate in their IRA because they want to sell them a piece of real estate, and that's where all their money is.
Well, and I think that has a lot to do with the marketing towards buying real estate in an IRA, because for a lot of, especially middle-sized investors, not the rich people, obviously, but where is the majority of their money? Now, one of the problems with real estate is it's usually pretty expensive to buy. Even if you're only putting 10% down, you're still talking about more than $5,000 or $10,000. Depending upon where you're buying, it could be $100,000.
Oh yeah.
Where is the money? Most of the money for the average investor is in their tax deferred accounts. So if I need to make a living selling a particular product that has a fairly high upfront cost, I'm going to find a way to sell it. And if all the money's in your IRA, well, I don't have a problem with that. And it's legal. There's nothing illegal about it. So is it the best thing for you? Well, depends on how I'm telling you. It's
So we went over the advantages.
So that's where the cynic comes in for me.
That's it. You see, so we went over, before the break, we went over the advantages of owning real estate in your personal account. First of all, you have appreciation.
Generally, you can shelter a lot of the income that you're creating from it right now.
Absolutely.
You may be able to go negative, at least to some degree, depending upon your income level.
Right. If you don't make more than $150,000, you can, in some instances,
you can write off up to $25,000 of other income from your wages and other things.
Right. Now, that's of course, depends on your situation. But you can take depreciation.
You write off the taxes. You write off the, all the good
stuff.
Right.
And then upon the sale, if you've held it for at least a year, it becomes a long-term capital gains, which under current tax code is always lower than your ordinary income rate. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to pass away and somebody inherits your personally owned piece of property, there is that famous, what we talked about before.
Resetting the basis. Step up in basis.
Step up in basis, step down sometimes, but let's just say it's resetting.
The best part about that is the depreciation.
Gets reset.
The accumulated depreciation that if you sell it and you have to recapture it, which is a negative to owning it personally, that goes away too.
It goes away, and if the person wants to continue to own it and rent it out, they have a new depreciable basis. So, that's owning it personally. The problem, which is why I prefer to own it personally, the problem that I see with owning it in your IRA is that most, if not all, of that goes away by buying it in your IRA.
You don't get to, the income is sheltered because it's in an IRA. So you don't need to use the taxes, the interest, if you're borrowing money against it, all these other things. The nice thing about owning it inside of an IRA is you don't have to account for anything for the most part. Okay, so a little bit. But you don't have to keep track of your basis. What is your basis on your personally owned property? It doesn't matter. It's in an IRA. So there is the advantage that you don't have as much accounting.
So it's less paperwork, you're saying.
You don't have to recapture the depreciation that you've took over the years when you sell it. But that money is still in the IRA, and when it comes out, where before we got capital gains, long-term capital gain treatment on the growth, one of the reasons we bought it, right? It's ordinary income.
Yeah, so if I have a $200,000 property, I have a $200,000 basis on this property, I bought it in my IRA, or if I bought it personally and I sell it for $500,000, the $300,000 that I profit is going to be taxed at a capital gains tax rate. However, if I buy it in the IRA and I sell it, it's all going to come out as ordinary income.
Now, there is the advantage that when I sell it, maybe I'm only 48, 50 years old when I sell it. If I sell it personally, I have to pay capital gains then, mm-hmm. whereas if I'm in the IRA,
59 and a half,
whenever I take the money out.
Right.
Now, they are pushed. So there are good things and bad things. There's reasons to do it. There's reasons not to do it. But one of the things that people say is, well, just loans are really easy. One of the reasons that real estate has helped people in the past, it's also hurt people, is that leverage we talked about in the last segment.
Borrowing.
Putting, $20,000 down on a $100,000 property and using the rents and everything to pay back the loan of $80,000. And so I'm cash flow, maybe a little bit cash flow, but I put $20,000 down, and if my $100,000 property appreciates at 4%, it went up $8,000. $8,000 increase in my equity of $20,000. That's a big increase. That's a very helpful issue. Obviously, in the past, though, we've seen it go the other way, where it wipes out your equity. But if you do it right and you don't get carried away with leverage, unfortunately, a lot of people do, then that leverage can really help us. But the problem is it's being sold as if that leverage is really easy for your IRA to get. Now, if your IRA is $1 million and you're buying a $100,000 property, yeah, you can probably get pretty good debt. You can probably get a pretty good rate. But if your IRA is $100,000 and you want to buy a $250,000 property, it's not going to be that easy to get that loan.
Because
why? Because you personally cannot co-sign for that loan. You personally cannot be on the loan. It is not you. It is your IRA that is borrowing the money. And how much income, the only income your IRA can have is what it's earning on that asset. Now, like I said, if you're $1 million, there's other assets available. They're more likely to loan to you. But if you're putting $100,000 down on a $250,000 property, that IRA is the only thing. If you have vacancies, where is the money to pay the loan going to come from? People don't like loaning that way. I can't, other than maybe if I'm working, put in $5,500, $6,500. So I can only feed it at a certain level. I can't feed it at a really high level if I need to. And unfortunately, many people that own real estate will bear this out. When you have vacancies, you usually also have additional expenses. Not just the cost of the mortgage to continue, but it's got to be fixed up. It's got to be painted. It's got to be repaired before you can rent it out again. So you need to have extra money to be able to do it. You can't just run it as thin as you may be able to do otherwise. The debt costs more because your job, where you're earning $150,000, $200,000 a year, whatever, cannot be looked at to support that debt. Because if you write the check out personally and pay that loan, you just disallowed the entire IRA. That's a problem. So that's one of the issues, getting debt. The other thing is, let's say I do get the debt and I take that, I put the $100,000 down, buy a $250,000 property, and so what's that? 60% is due to debt. It was a 60% loan to value. And I sell it later on. Well, when I sell debt financed properties, I have a taxable event at the IRA level. They don't usually tell you that part of it. So the only way to do it is to make sure you pay it off before you sell it. How many people pay off their properties before they sell them? Not a whole lot. I don't want to have a tax at trust tax rates at the IRA level where the IRA has to actually pay the taxes. That gets ugly quick.
When we say quick, we mean like
Well, you get to the 39.6 bracket pretty
quick.
About
12 grand?
Yeah, 12 or 14, somewhere in there. But we haven't even gotten into the RMD problem.
No, we won't. Okay, so we'll talk about that coming back. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number. We've been talking a lot, so if you've got questions, feel free to call in. We will talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from a best business source. BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I always enjoy this. A little pure Prairie League for you, he said as he's talking over the guitar intro.
That you said you wanted to listen to.
I like the, I never played guitar. I tried, 50 years ago, and it just wasn't working for me. It's messed up my piano. But I love the way a guitar can be picked like a banjo, Anytime you play guitar like Jerry Reed, you know what I mean?
The claw.
It's just, I love the sound of that. It's just great. So, hey, just one of my personal preferences. So if you hear that, I'll try to let it play next time. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And yeah, don't forget, you can watch the Social Security webinar. You can do it right now, in fact. And I know some folks have done it, and we appreciate that. Go to wealthed.com, the 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. It stars Ray Lucia Jr. and this guy, Professor Rick Plum. As I said before, it's the most concise webinar I've ever seen on Social Security because it's like 15 minutes. And they cover a whole lot of material in that 15 minutes. And the nice thing about this is you can download it, watch it at your leisure, whatever. It's on demand, available to you, not forever, but certainly for a little while. So go there now, wealthed.com. It's all free. 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. We get so many Social Security questions that it's just something we decided to do. And it's been in the works for at least a few months. So this is the result of that. Go to wealthed.com. Okay, our number, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We've been talking about this idea of owning real estate in an IRA. And we talk about it because it just gets enough press and enough publicity out there to warrant a discussion on this. The advantages to owning real estate, I've said this a couple of times. You can take depreciation. You have to add it back in later on in some cases. But you get your appreciation as a capital gain, and it's a long-term capital gain if you happen to hold it for at least a year. And real estate, I would suspect you're going to hold for at least a year. I would suggest you do so. You can deduct your expenses, your maintenance in many cases. And in some cases, depending on how much money you make, you can even take certain losses on your,
deduct other income
off of it. It's a very nice thing to have. Inside of an IRA, all that goes away. Once you take money out of that IRA, any money you take out of your IRA is going to be taxed at ordinary income rates, not capital gains rates.
So if you do really well with the real estate, just like anything else, it just adds to your IRA value that you're going to take out as ordinary income rates.
Yeah, yep.
Part of your required minimum distribution. It's life in the big city, right?
Exactly. And if somebody happens to inherit that IRA, there is no step up in basis or resetting of the basis. They still have to take the money out at ordinary income rates.
Yeah, only assets get a new basis, and only assets you own personally get a new basis when you die.
Exactly.
IRAs, their basis doesn't change just because of death.
Now, one more thing that we didn't bring up before the break, which is something that a lot of people don't think about. IRAs have what's called a required minimum distribution, which means at age 70 and a half, any of your IRAs, you have to start taking money out of your IRAs, a required minimum. Well, if you have a piece of real estate in your IRA, Professor Plum, how are you supposed to value that IRA in order to take out a required minimum distribution? And how am I going to take it out? I've got real estate in there.
Well, that's why you don't ever want, in my opinion, to have real estate as the only asset within your IRA. It does lead to potential problems at some point in the future, especially when you get to required minimum distributions. One of them being, if you need to take a required minimum distribution, your cash flow isn't enough to satisfy the RMD of 4%, 5%, maybe more percent as you get older. What are you going to do? You can't take partial ownership in it. You can't, unlike a stock that you can distribute the shares of shares of stock to your personal brokerage account. You can't be in business with your real estate. You can't distribute, you know, 1/50th of the real estate, and you own 1/50th, and the IRA owns the other 49/50th of it, or whatever the numbers are. So how do you go about doing it? Plus, how do you calculate your required minimum distribution? You have a property that you bought 30 years ago for $100,000. Do you just treat it as $100,000 because you're carrying it at book value? Or do you have to reappraise it every year? Yeah, you have to get it reappraised. So you got to pay somebody. Now, it doesn't have to be a full-on, you know, big-time appraisal. Probably the IRS will probably accept other types, but you still have to have somebody appraise it every year and figure out what the value is. So there are times, you know, when you're accumulating your portfolio, when you're owning things, you know, in your 40s and 50s, and you're going to ultimately get rid of the real estate before you get to retirement. Okay, you can make an argument for having very high cash flowing, low debt, if not no debt, real estate in your IRA. But once you get out to required minimum distribution age, it becomes problematic. Now, obviously, only getting in a Roth IRA doesn't have that problem. You don't have a required minimum distribution with a Roth IRA. And if you happen to die and pass it on, now they do have a required minimum distribution, but they don't have to worry about the taxes, just like they didn't have to worry about the taxes. So Roth IRAs actually are a little bit more conducive to owning real estate, in my opinion. But the problem with that is most people don't have enough money in their Roth IRAs to really get into real estate with their IRA money. You know, they have it in their traditional IRA, not their Roths. And so, like everything else that's going on in life, when it comes to investing, it's about you, your facts, your circumstances, your accounts, how much you have, what your cash flow is, what your tax bracket is, and your risk tolerance. Some people do very well with real estate in their IRAs. As I mentioned, I like them better in a Roth IRA if you have the wherewithal. Some people shouldn't own real estate anywhere. They're just not the way to do it. Now, with real estate in an IRA, typically you're going to have an LLC and you're going to have a property manager so that you don't have any self-dealing, but you know, it can be done. You just have to be very careful.
You got to be very careful because the mistakes that can, you know, that can crop up.
And we've seen it. I saw somebody who actually paid their property taxes, or the IRA owned a building, and there wasn't enough cash at the moment to pay the property taxes. So the individual just stroked a check for the property taxes. Personal check went to it. And at that time, the property taxes were more than a IRA contribution would allow, plus the person wasn't working, so they were not allowed to put any money. They couldn't treat it as a contribution. So it had a problem. The IRS took the position that they were treating it as a personal asset, and they disallowed the IRA. That's an extreme example.
But
no matter what happens, nothing good's going to come from that.
No, it doesn't. And if you're under 59 and a half and something goes wrong and the money comes out or something, there's always going to be that pesky 10% penalty.
I would have said it's an excess contribution, and I'll deal with the 6% penalty on the excess contribution. But I can't say it was a contribution because the money didn't go into the IRA and the IRA write the check to the property taxes.
No, it doesn't.
I wrote the property, you know, the individual wrote the check personally. So the IRS didn't buy that argument.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when you say, because you cannot, if your IRA gets the loan, you cannot co-sign the loan because you are, and so I always wonder, well, how do you do it? Do you take this IRA and you hold it up and make the IRA sign the paper?
Yeah.
I mean, how does that work?
The custodian of the IRA is doing all that.
So the custodian, there is an actual...
You don't own that. You are just a beneficiary of that account.
And that's the whole point. And that's what an IRA is. The money is inside this retirement account.
It's a trust account.
Yes. Actually, it is in many ways.
And there is a custodian, and that custodian's job... That's why you can't just own real estate. You can't go down and have the cheap $10 IRA at Fidelity, Vanguard, wherever the case may be. You have to have somebody that's doing all this on your as the beneficiary's behalf. And they don't charge $10 for that. They charge more, and they typically charge for every check that goes out and for every check that they receive, because they're accounting for it all at the IRA level. They charge. They're not cheap IRAs in most cases. I have not seen a cheap one yet that owns direct ownership of real estate.
Yeah, so we didn't really get into it. There's illiquidity factor, which I suppose in an IRA, which I think maybe could be construed as a good thing.
Well, real estate in itself, why do people do well with real estate?
Because they're forced to hold on to it.
Because when things look ugly, as long as they haven't gotten carried away with their leverage and they can continue to hold on to the property, they end up not selling it because it's very difficult to sell. And when the market's down, they don't want to sell. Unlike a stock, where when the stocks are down, we want to get the heck out of Dodge. With real estate, when it's down, I'm not going to take that for it. And you end up holding on to it long enough that you make money. I've seen this time and time again with people. They moan and complain about the real estate, but they don't sell it, and they end up holding on to it. That illiquidity actually is a benefit to them. They're not doing something dumb by selling when it's down just because of market conditions. Now, I'm not talking about something being down because it's, you know, it needs to be demolished, or, you know, the stock is just going and never going to come back. That happens. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about market conditions like we saw in 2010 in real estate. We saw in stocks in 2008-09. They've recovered. Now, have they recovered all the way back? Some places real estate has, some places maybe not so much, but it has recovered some. Stocks have. Gotta have time.
Gotta have time. That's right. All right. We're out of time for this segment. One more, which means that we've only got time to do, perhaps an email, maybe a phone call at 877-PLANNER. We'll tell you what's happening on this program tomorrow. Some trivia, if we can get around to doing so, coming up here, and whatever else we can cram into the final segment. But of course, your phone calls come first. We will get to an email as well. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, coming right back with more Buckets Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Our phone lines are open. We don't have a lot of time. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Keep that number handy, 877-752-6637. Coming up on this program tomorrow. Okay, so let's see. Now, Monday, yesterday, the idea was to talk about filling bucket number one. Remember that? Yeah, if you happen to watch at the beginning of the program.
We didn't really get to that, though.
We started to. We got some phone calls, and we had some other topics that came up from those phone calls and the emails that were related to it. And so by the time it, you know, we found any time to do it at all, there wasn't any time to do it at all. So tomorrow's topic is filling bucket number two. Do we talk about filling bucket number two, Professor Plum, before we talk about filling bucket number one?
We can.
I mean, it's not that big a deal. We don't have to do it in order. So tomorrow,
we'll define what bucket number two is.
Yes.
And potential solutions.
Right, because bucket number two, I think in many ways, bucket number two is even harder than bucket number one at this juncture.
It is.
And it has to do, see, buckets one and two are really dependent in some ways, parts of bucket one and maybe probably more parts of bucket two are dependent in many ways on what you can earn safely. Interest rates, in other words. And when you've got near zero or, you know, sub two.
Well, and the odds also, even in the stock market, after 5, 6, 7 years, you're starting to sway your odds in your favor more.
Of course.
But there's still
risk.
The chance that you're Murphy's Law incarnate.
That's it. Absolutely. Because you sit there and you say, okay, I got a bucket two. I don't need this money for 10 years. Are we still talking about bucket two here,
you're saying?
Bucket
two, yeah. Seven, eight, nine, 10 years.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years, something like that. And it's been in there, you know, maybe the seven-year money or the eight-year money.
You started it in 2002. You've had it in there for 6 years now. It's 2008, and you don't pull back anything, and all of a sudden you need it in 2010. And what happened? Uh-oh. Problem.
It's not there. So anyway, what do you do? Well, there are, you know, solutions to this, and while they may not be as easy as they once were, say 20 years ago when we had higher interest rates,
even 20 years ago in the 90s, when we were talking to people about bucket number two, and you could get guaranteed sevens out of fixed accounts.
Oh, sure.
People didn't want those because
Well, the stock market
The stock market does 15% plus. I mean, come on. Why would I want to put my money in 7?
That's what it was 20 years ago. So
there's always an issue with bucket number two because it is a longer-term time horizon than one, but maybe not long enough to give ourselves a high degree of certainty for a return.
Exactly. So that will...
Or not a high enough degree of certainty.
Did we just discuss the entire thing tomorrow?
No. We didn't discuss the solutions.
The solutions will be coming up tomorrow. What to do with bucket two. And yeah, we get questions on that. All right. Let's see. Trivia for today comes to us from the Tax Foundation. Did you know, did you have any idea, Professor Plum, that over 90% of American businesses are pass-through entities? In other words, the business income is reported on the business owner's individual income tax return, which includes sole proprietorships, partnerships, and S-corporations.
I knew the percentage was high. I knew 90%. It was more, but I didn't realize it was 90%. I knew, because I know that most businesses in the U.S. are small businesses. You take something like an IBM, that's one business, and it employs thousands of people, but that's only one business out of all the businesses that are out there. There's lots of one- and two-person businesses out there, and those are the ones they're talking about. And so there's more of them, obviously, than the big corporations. I didn't realize it was 90% of the returns are pass-through.
Yes, and again, when we say pass-through, what we're saying is that you own a business, you get income from that business.
But the business itself does not have its own taxable entity. It doesn't have its own tax identity. There's no tax, ID number for the company that pays its own tax rate. Everything that happens, you account for it. You've got revenue, you've got expenses, you've got gross profit, and that gross profit is taxed on your personal return for the majority of tax businesses, not on some separate return all by itself that it gets the corporation, the business pays its own taxes. It gets passed through to your tax return and goes on top of whatever other income, maybe it's your only income, on your own tax return. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so
that's a bigger number than I expected. I knew it was high. I thought it was 70-ish, but they say
90%. I did too, because we're excluding C corporations.
Well, C corporations have their own tax entity,
right? So, and I do know some people that have C corporations, but I guess that's not all that many. So, anyway,
as a percentage of the whole, it's a very small percentage. Yes,
1 out of 10. Okay, got time for Karen in Culver City, California, who asks this question very quickly. I am 69. I'm taking a Social Security benefit. My wife is 64 and retired. The SSA tells me that she must first file for her own benefit before applying for spousal benefits. Is this true?
At this time, Karen, yes, it is true. Because your spouse is not full retirement age yet. She's 64. 64 is not full retirement age. 66 is full retirement age. Now, the benefit that your spouse has is that she was born before January 2nd, 1954. The only way she could be 64 now is to have been born in 63 or maybe even, it's not 60, 53 or 52, depending upon whether she's had or not had her birthday yet. So if your spouse wants to wait until they reach their full retirement age. Once they reach their full retirement age, because they were born before the cutoff, they do have the option of applying for only a spousal benefit at that time, leaving their own benefit to continue to grow, because they haven't taken any benefit. But at this point in time, where they are not full retirement age, they do not have that option. And if, for anybody else listening out there who was born, where their spouse was born after January 1st, 1954, they never have the option of a spousal only. They will always have to be deemed to take their own benefit first. So that cutoff is an important date. Your spouse met the cutoff, but they did not meet the full retirement age yet.
Nope.
Once they get to full retirement age, then they can do what you're talking about, but not before.
So 64 would still be 66.
50.
If you're 64 now.
Yeah, 66. Yeah.
So if you're 62 right now, then your full retirement age is now 66 and 2 months.
But also, if you're 62 right now, you'll never be able to take a spousal benefit.
Well, no. I'm just going now on the full retirement age thing. We've crept into the 66 and 2 months category for people.
If they've already had their birthday this year.
Yes. All right. Well, but there are people who have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Out of time. Okay. If you need the professor, we're going to talk about this stuff off the air. You can do. I didn't miss anything, did I? Is that correct? Okay, good. I hate to get something wrong at the end of the show and then I can't correct it till tomorrow. 800-644-1150. Talk to him or any Lucia Capital Group advisor. 800-644-1150. Yes! For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.